Look, she just tagged up.
Stop hiding.
She just tagged that up.
Stop hiding.
Move, Renee, move.
Take your mask off.
Move. Why'd you tag Tommy Trojan, huh?
Because I can't.
Why?
Bitch.
No, that's called vandalism.
I don't really care.
In this country, it's called vandalism.
I don't care.
Yeah, in this country, it's vandalism.
I don't care.
Yeah.
This is what's happening across American universities and colleges all over the country. We are seeing these Liberation Zone Palestinian protest encampments, which I have, you know, said many, many times that these guys don't give a rat's ass about Palestine. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I showed you a video of a protester saying she didn't even know why she was here in a previous video. Check out this. It's getting worse. And I know exactly why this is happening. Not only speaking from firsthand experiences, these are propagandist machines, not universities, where higher ed and education and learning is the main objective. But Politico just dropped a huge bombshell that I'm going to share with you in just a second. But take a look at this. This is Harvard University. They just replaced the American flag with the Palestinian flag. Still want to send your kids to college? I've been saying it for decades. These propagandist machines, these woke indoctrination camps.
And the occupation now!
And the occupation now!
And the occupation now!
And the occupation
now! University upon university upon college, disrupting classes, disrupting processes, systems, disrupting normal college students who follow all the guidelines, who follow all the policies, from actually learning anything. They have completely sowed chaos. Protesters clashing with police, clashing with security, but the majority of the time they are left alone and allowed. This next video just boggles my mind. You're going to think that this is Gaza. You're going to think that this is Iraq. You're going to think this is Afghanistan. It's not. This is a college campus. Check this out.
Allahu Akbar. La.
Allah. استعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير مغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم.
Hundreds of American students submitting to Islam, getting on their hands and knees, praying during an Islamic call to prayer. And 99% of them have no idea why they're there. They have no idea what's going on. It's just clueless, coupled with chaos, run amok. Why aren't these people being arrested? Why aren't these people being detained? Why are these camps not being disbanded by security, by police, even the National Guard? This is Germany, and the translation here is the Islamic Caliphate is the solution. Listen to this. Good old multiculturalism, right? Good old just let anybody who come in, take all the refugees, take all the soak up, because, you know, we're bleeding art liberals. And we have, and we're, they're all, I'm sure they're all nice people, right? You morons. This is a really important speech. 7 years ago, UAE Foreign Minister warned the West what was coming. This was 7 years ago. Due to their indecision, political correctness, their woke mind virus today, this seems pretty prophetic. Listen to this.
And let me say this in English so you can understand what I'm saying.
I have translation.
No, I know you have translation, but I just want to make sure you get it right. There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision making, trying to be politically correct, or assuming that they know the Middle East and they know Islam and they know the others far better than we do. And I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Pretty prophetic, if you ask me, and spot on by that minister from the UAE. So who's behind all this? Who's funding this? This is all severely organized, just like the BLM riots were in 2020. These are entities, by the way, that make millions and millions in dollars under the guise of quote-unquote nonprofit, and their only job, their only mission is to sow chaos and bedlam. That's their only mission. Here's Alan Dershowitz, who is probably one of the most decorated and credible attorneys in America. Check out what he says about this.
Groups funding the chaos. Many of these people are showing up with the same tent, same outfits. Yeah. Someone's funding it. So I want to know who you think is behind it. There's also, you know, you just heard Carlos Jimenez talking about the Chinese Communist Party, which oftentimes the CCP jumps on our political conversations and tries to create discord in America.
There's no question about that. And Russia does, too. And there's no question that organizations funded by George Soros and the Rockefeller brothers, take, for example, an organization called Jewish Voice for Peace. It has been behind many of these demonstrations. They're not Jewish and they don't want peace. It's a fake organization. It's an old line group of communists and anarchists that want to overthrow the United States government. These are people who support Iran. These are people who support China. These are people who support America's enemies. And they are funding much of this, as well as some Arab countries that are funding some of this. But these organizations are funded by George Soros and other organizations that help fund these academic and turn these useful idiots into protesters and eventually into terrorists. That's what terrifies me, because I know I saw it. What happened to Kathy Boudin? She became a murderer. Then she was released from prison. Guess what happened to her? She was hired to teach students at Columbia University. She probably thought some of these people who are now demonstrating against America, down with America, death to America, Kathy Boudin and others who were terrorists, who stole protesters, became terrorists, then became teachers of future protesters. This is a much deeper problem than what's going on at Columbia.
And then we have this breaking news that just was broken by Politico. There you see Jim Biden, who is brother to our vegetable in chief, Tombstone Biden, who is in business with Qatari officials. Ah, so wait a minute. Trump's the corrupt one, right? Trump's the one who's doing business with Zelensky and Putin and all these other people. And he's the one who is undermining America, undermining his oath to office by being in cahoots with foreign entities. He's the one, right? Not the Biden crime family. Well, of course not. Of course not. So this is an exclusive that was just released not that long ago. And essentially what this is saying is that Jim Biden, new details, you can see right there, new details about Jim Biden foreign fundraising efforts are spilling out in the Kentucky bankruptcy court, where recent testimony indicates that the president, Joe Biden's brother, partnered with Qatari government officials in his quest to find money for U.S. healthcare ventures. What do you know about that? Sworn testimony by fund manager Michael Lewitt, a former business partner of Jim Biden's, attests that the two companies that facilitated the efforts were part owned by members of the Qatari government. Conflict of interest? I think so. This just completely solidifies all of the hypocrisy. They keep going after Trump. They keep saying he's colluding with foreign entities. They keep saying that he is corrupt. They keep saying he only cares about himself. When time after time after time, the actual truth is that the Obama-Clinton-Biden consortium is the worst mafia we've ever seen in this country. It is the worst, most egregious criminal enterprise we've ever seen in this country. The alleged arrangements stem from an effort by Jim Biden to raise money from Qatari sources for ventures in the U.S. beginning in the months after his older brother left the vice presidency. So this has been going on forever. At the time, the tiny gas-rich nation faced a financial blockade from its neighbors and was spending lavishly to shore up its political standing in the West. I'll leave a link to the entire Politico article in the description and show notes of this episode if you want to read the whole thing. It's extremely interesting, but just for the sake of brevity and for sake of time, what we essentially have here is we have chaos and bedlam sowed by big-time billionaire leftist woke mind virus investors like Soros. And people like Soros, probably Hillary Clinton, probably Biden, probably Oprah, I'm sure, all to sow chaos and bedlam. And the reason nobody's going after them, the reason they're canceling graduations. These poor parents, these poor students haven't gone through enough 4 years ago, having their high school graduation canceled, going through the catastrophe of COVID and the after effects of that, especially when Biden took over and continued to listen to all of the wrong people on how to move forward, disrupting and destroying businesses, people's kids' ability to engage with their students, kids' ability to go to school, and so much more. There's so many psychological ramifications for that. We still don't know really the amount of damage that has caused. And they're capitulating to these terrorists. They're capitulating. These are people who are literally saying we are pro-Hamas. Hamas literally is a terrorist group. Why isn't anything happening to them? Why aren't these encampments being disbanded? Why isn't security, why isn't the National Guard being called? This article and other news information that of the like cements the fact that there's a reason why nobody's going after them. There's a reason why Biden's not even talking about it. There's a reason why Kamala isn't even referring to it at all. Meanwhile, they're laughing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, having a good time while the country's falling apart. They don't care. This is why I keep saying this is the most consequential election year of our lives. Since 1861, this is the most consequential year of our republic. Remember, we are a republic. A republic is a form of government where we get to decide the outcomes of our country by electing representatives who are supposed to represent our interests. Just in case you didn't know what that means. Everything is in jeopardy right now. Everything is. We need to make a change. We need to make a difference. People don't know about this stuff. Americans don't know about this stuff. You need to tap that thumbs up because why? First of all, it's free. It takes you a nanosecond, less than that. Just tap the thumbs up. Then the signal goes out to all these entities that, hey, people are tapping the thumbs up. So they spread and the reach of this video goes wider and wider. We need to spread awareness. Violence isn't the answer. It's critical thinking. We need to wake people up and get our country back. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your thoughts are. Share this video with everybody you know, including your leftist, woke mind virus, parasitic, confused friends and neighbors and family members. They need to hear this more than anything. Biden crime family is in complete cahoots with Qatari and with all of these terrorist sponsoring countries and entities. There's a reason why he's not doing anything. But CNN won't talk about that. ABC won't talk about that. CBS won't talk about that. None of mainstream media will talk about that. They'll just say, oh, they're doing peaceful protests. So what? Really? There's nothing peaceful about these protests. There's vandalism. There's looting, disrupting education services, classes, programs, commencement speeches, graduation, finals. It's finals week. How are these kids supposed to concentrate when finals are coming up? It's just absurd. It's ridiculous. So I pass this off to you. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. As always, I try really, really hard to respond to every single comment. It's physically impossible for me to do that. So consider becoming a member. Members only cost a cup of coffee for an entire month to support the greatest channel vying for truth, vying to get our country back. They get top priority. You also get a badge next to your name. You get special shout outs and live streams, exclusive content. You get exclusive access to our members only Discord and a whole lot more. So consider becoming a member. Also, super chats and super thanks. We really, really appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. All proceeds, again, go back into the channel. These videos aren't easy, y'all. They take a ton, hours and hours, quantitative research, lighting, producing, script. I mean, it's very distribution. It's not an easy gig, but I love it, and I love doing it for you guys. And so I want to continue this to be absolutely free. So all of your volunteer donations and super chats and becoming a member go back into the channel. I really appreciate it. But here's something I want to give you that's free. Become an As Nation Insider. It's our free newsletter. Free! It's in the pinned comment. It's also in the show notes and description. All you gotta do is click on that link. Click on the option that says free newsletter, and you get all the best new videos, live streams, updates, current stories, top events, live breaking news right to your inbox. There's a good chance YouTube's going to probably delete this channel because we're not talking about things that they agree with. We're bringing to light things that they don't necessarily want us to bring to light. So consider, it's free. It takes you 2 seconds to sign up. All you got to do is give us your best email. We don't spam or share your email anywhere, and you're in. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. As always, God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.